Oh god, this pancake's amazing.
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of gum.
Señoras y señores, este es de Three Hit Combo Podcast de la Mayor de los Mundos Delicioso Podcast. Mi nombre es Matt y yo estoy aquí con Andy y Skylar. ¿Qué pasa, muchachos?
Bueno.
Did you Google Translate that?
Yeah.
There's going to be someone in like Puerto Rico or something listening to this and be like,
okay.
Me gusta!
Me gusta.
What? Would you mind translating what we were the most this?
The world's most delicioso podcast.
Got it.
And when I put in delicious, it went back to delicious in Spanish, but I actually wanted to do delicioso.
No.
That's the joke. So.
Okay.
you stay Spanish.
So I kept that in there. So.
You stay Spanish.
How's your week, Matt?
Good. I didn't do much. Worked. That was about it. Yeah. Pretty pedestrian week. Played some Minecraft.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's fun. Fun yeah. On a
bot. Are you in Kyle's server now? I saw Nick Poe doing that.
I haven't been in there yet, okay. But...
They did a mod now, or they're going to add the mod to the server where you can build, like, digging machines and
nice.
Quarries and stuff.
Oh, so yeah, yeah. I've seen that mod. It's pretty intense.
Yeah. It looks nifty, so...
It's pretty sweet.
I joined the gym.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You're gonna get big? Gonna get big and strong?
No, I just want to stay healthy.
Andy Myers.
Oh, yeah.
We're sitting here one day, and we're like, where's Andy? Boom! Comes through the wall. He's like, let's do a podcast.
I'm gonna elbow drop the podcast.
Oh, God. Let's not start this.
Josh, no. When I told Josh that you were dead serious, this was his reaction.
Don't tell me I can be Macho Man Randy Savage for your wedding if I can't be Macho
like,
Man Randy Savage
like,
for your
wedding.
You said
yes, and he's like, that.
Him and his fiance both said yes.
Yeah.
All
if
right?
Amy said okay, then you're good.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, if they would have said no, of course no. I'm going to be Macho. I asked to be Macho Man for your wedding. Who would say yes to that? But they said yes, so there we go.
Tassels and all.
I can't wait.
Skyler.
It was terrific. I AC Slatered for the first time.
And what would that be for our viewers who don't know?
Well, AC Slater is a character on Saved by the Bell, and he was characterized by sitting backwards in chairs.
Mm-hmm.
And AC Slater, the verb, is when you poop sitting backwards on the toilet, like you have the back pot in front of you. So
Did your penis touch the back of the toilet?
It did.
Did it feel a little, were you like... Eh.
That was almost the deal breaker, but I fought through it. But I played some Game Boy on the shelf. So, this is nice.
You should put like a TV up there or something.
Oh.
AC Slater it all the time.
No, just hook your PlayStation to a little monitor and just... Oh, no,
Game
no.
and Slater.
No,
no, no.
Nice.
That is my one fucking complaint about that game, man.
What?
There's so much shit to do. Like, I get way too overwhelmed. Like, today, I'm playing, and it's like, all right, I'm in the guild's mage's guild right now. I'm doing some shit. And then this guy's like, there's an option for, do you have any work for me? And I'm like, oh, there's going to be work to do. All right, so I clicked it, and I got, like, two more fucking, like, find the books and then do something else. I'm like, I got, like, nine other quests to do.
Yep, that's the thing. Is it, like... When you try to do one thing, you have to be really, really goal-oriented to finish it. Like me, I wanted to get that platinum trophy, so I just... All right, I'm just going to do the fucking guilds. And then whenever any time... Like, there was one time someone ran up to me, and they're like, I need your help, someone's attacking! And I killed him, because I didn't want that shit going my way.
You're like, no!
Fuck you, Sparks!
You're right, someone's attacking you.
They're attacking my family. Yeah, it's me.
I did that. I killed the guy with the... When he runs up, he's like, hey, will you hold on to this for me? and then like runs off. Have you ever had that? And he gives you like an item.
I've had that 3 times actually, which is really weird. I figured it only happened like once.
The second time was like an awesome like glass helmet. I'm like, I'm gonna keep this. Later, so
bitch.
I killed both the dudes.
Very nice.
It's just
it'll get you sidetracked. You have to be really gory, goal oriented to finish anything in that. Have you finished the main story?
No. That's like the last thing I'm gonna do.
Oh, okay. You're probably not gonna do it.
For a while. For like a couple months.
Couple years.
Yeah. 2014. I'm like, I'm still alive and I'm playing this.
Wait, 2014?
Yeah.
Why are you talking old in 2014?
Because I don't know. I'm 25 now and I'm so fucking old.
Past 2 years, I've seen some shit. Yeah, so guys, I had an idea this week. This week, we're not going to start off with gaming news. And we're not going to start off with technology news. And we're not going to start off with news.
Do we got any specialty drops then?
I'm going to bring back our app segment because I found a lot of app news this week. A lot of stuff on apps. Also, I wanted to give us a little break from SOPA. Technology news is pretty much all SOPA all the time. And the Senate
SOPA news.
The Senate is actually...
Yeah, we should just have it called SOPA.
The Senate's actually going to vote on SOPA on the 24th, so we'll have 2 more podcasts before then, and I'm sure there's gonna be a shit ton of SOPA, so you know, this is the podcast, just take a breath, sit down with 3-Hit Combo Podcast, how was your day? We can talk about why girls are so interesting all of a sudden.
I do love how intuitive your cat is. It's very intuitive.
Got some hair down there. You wanna wonder about that?
Do you getting that not so fresh feeling? You wanna bring that up?
Alright, let's move on to apps.
Alright.
Get ready to break out those smartphones. We're gonna kick some apps.
Oh my god, that's awesome on 3-Hit Combo.
Hey, remember what I said about taking a break from SOPA?
Yeah.
I lied. Boycott SOPA. Fuck, that would have been so much funnier if I didn't stumble over my words. we got one SOPA thing. It's a Boycott SOPA app.
Is it for iPhone?
It's for Android.
Damn.
The app lets you scan barcodes and lets you know. It has about 800 companies in its database. But it lets you know if that company or their parent company supports SOPA.
That's clever, actually. That's pretty clever.
Yeah, created by a couple college students. You just go up there, you scan the barcode, and it says, you know, oh, you're good or no, you're not good. They support SOPA.
So, yep, no La Quinta bananas for me. I have no idea. I was just.
I saw that Coca-Cola supports SOPA.
Really?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I'm
going to download a bottle of Coke when I get home.
If I could download a bottle of Coke, I would be the biggest internet pirate ever.
You just walk into your basement and there's just stacks.
There
like,
would be monuments to my piracy.
It was a good day.
It would just be like Tron, but backwards.
I'm still using the shit out of that J.J. Abrams app that I was using on her.
One of my sister's friends actually got it and sent a video to her. She was like, oh, check this out. I'm like, oh, it's a J.J. Abrams app.
Saw that last week.
A little ahead of the curve.
I'm a little bit more advanced than other people. Thanks.
What else we got?
Breathalyze. The eyes is spelled like eyes, like your eyes.
Ooh.
It's an app to find out if you're too drunk to drive.
How?
But how is the question that Andy is asking. How does it do it? Well, it uses this thing called HGN that cops use called horizontal gaze nystagmus. It is that little field sobriety test they give you with the pen. Has anyone ever had that?
No.
Oh, where like they bring it over here and they have you like
I had that at a prom one time.
Yeah, I had that one time when a tail light was out. Oh. Funny story, when we were driving to IHOP that night and I had a taillight out, and the cop was just trying to find drunk drivers. It was like a Saturday night. So we're driving. He pulls me over, gives me the little test. It took about 10 minutes, and he's just like, oh, yeah, be on your way. Well, Tom is, like, in the other lane behind me. And when the cop pulled out behind me, I got, like, 3 phone calls from Tom. And, like, he was like, I get to IHOP. I'm like, Tom, why'd you call me? He's like, I was going to call you to tell you that there was a cop behind you. I'm like, well, what am I going to do? Bust out the window and start shooting back at him? Like, or speed away? Like, what? Or get on the phone? Like, what was I going to do? You know?
He's mad. Oh, no.
Fuck. Sorry. You know, it's like.
Oh, you're driving and talking.
Fuck. Anyway, this app, actually someone's supposed to help you with this, so it's probably better at a party because it's going to be kind of hard to hold it in front of you. Unless you got one of those front-facing cameras. Then you can do that. My sister has one on her phone. She has a camera on the back and the front.
Oh.
But basically,
3DS has that too. Maybe you can get that for the 3DS.
Breathalyze for the 3DS. But what it does is it gauges the movement between your eye. You know, it tells you to move your eye left, right, and it can get down to 0.02% of blood alcohol level. So it's close.
Yeah.
But the thing that sucks is if it's 0.02% off and you're at like 0.09 and it tells you you're 0.07,
yeah.
Like, I can drive. And then they're like, nope, you're 0.01 over the legal limit. It's like, no, this app! The app! Throw away your pen. Use this phone. Here, point it at my face. Oh, shit, no, that's a J.J. Abrams.
Hey, your chest is totally on fire right now. There's a missile.
And then you get tased.
No, I got a taser app.
Just throw it at their head and drive off.
All right, you can now turn your Android into a hotspot without your carrier knowing.
How's that? It's going to be pulled.
Probably, but it's there now. Yeah. Prominent mobile developer Kushik Duda has created an app known as Clockwork Mod Tether Alpha. What it does is it makes your phone a Wi-Fi hotspot, a mobile hotspot using your 3G or whatever, without rooting your phone.
Oh.
So you don't have to root your phone. Because you don't have to root your phone, there's a side install on your computer. So you have to install something on your computer and your phone. It's free, though, in the App Store. You can download it, and you can turn your phone into a hotspot.
Oh, nifty.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
So while it's there, go get it.
Yeah. Next 2 days.
Yeah, this article was actually written earlier this week, so yeah. There's no update on it, though, so it's probably still there.
All right.
So, yeah, get on that. All right, Apple is putting the squeeze on App Store pirates.
I didn't know there was App Store pirates.
Oh, there are App Store pirates.
Yeah, I did.
Jailbreakers may find it more difficult to find pirated apps from the App Store thanks to Apple's latest legal maneuvers. The company has reportedly been sending DMCA takedown notices to Apple Tracker, a popular service for tracking down cracked apps, in order to try and cut off pirated app downloads at the source. So,
yeah. I don't do it.
See, I'm... Damn it, I know I wouldn't say anything about SOPA. Fuck. Okay. After that one story. But this is why we don't need a bill like SOPA, because companies can already take it into their hands to stop pirates. All right, that's it. There's no more.
Plus, when I got my phone, I thought about jailbreaking it, and then I was like, I have like a $600 phone.
I know. I'm afraid to jailbreak it.
If it cracks my screen and I go into Apple, take it back, be like, oh, it's jailbroken. Can't fix it.
Yeah, or like, if you brick it.
Fuck, yeah.
Yeah, you see that router up there on that shelf? Yeah, that's bricked because I was putting third-party firmware on it. Well, and the thing was, that's a Linksys WRT54G or something like that. It's a pretty good, it's a very popular router.
Yeah.
It's getting old now, but it's very popular. And then I got the Linksys E3000. Which is supposed to have, all these special, capabilities. Well, it's complete crap. It sucked. It was terrible. You could only get, one person online gaming with an open NAT. The other person would have a strict one. And you couldn't change it. I did everything I could to change it. And then, I looked on all these forums, and people were just like, yeah, you can't do it. Well, it sucks. So I went back to that, the old router, but I was like, I can't have it just like this. I got to put third-party firmware on it. Release its potential. Bricked it. Dead. So I had to go back to the E3000. Then I bought a Netgear router. Yeah. I forget which model, but it's awesome. I haven't even had to...
Make some good shenanigans.
Yeah, I haven't even had to touch it. I'm just like, I turn it on, it's working.
Solid. Mm.
And it's dual band. So, when I finally get my wireless N router, my Xbox is wireless N.
I mean, you could just get a PlayStation.
Yeah. Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. I already have what I need right out of the box. Usually you say you get a PlayStation when I have a complaint. But no, I talked about something that's working really well. And you're like, nope, get a PlayStation.
Yeah.
Wireless N out of the box, get a PlayStation.
Yeah.
Controller fits in your hand just fine, get a PlayStation.
Yeah. You want something to kill someone with? Get a PlayStation.
Get a PlayStation.
Get the old ones.
Get the old ones. Couldn't the old ones cook a steak? Was that a video I saw, or was it like eggs or something?
No, someone modded it where they put a George Foreman inside of it.
That's awesome. I want to do that with everything in my life.
And here's my computer.
It's George my car seat. Gonna sit right here. Yeah,
it'd be your sea warmer.
Warms up. Yeah, for a little bit before it becomes like a death machine. It
smells like cooked bacon in here.
That's my ass. Yeah, you'd have to walk around with your ass smelling like a fucking sirloin.
Nobody fart.
Don't you fucking ruin my top sirloin.
All right, guys. Over 1 billion app downloads were downloaded over the holidays.
Isn't that like between Apple and?
Apple and Android. Yeah. But that's still 1 billion.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a seventh of the world's population.
Yeah. That is a lot.
1.2 billion, to be exact. Of course, the country in, this is in millions, United States, 509 million, led the pack, followed by China, 99 million, United Kingdom, 88 or 81. Then it goes Canada, Germany, France, South Korea, Australia, Italy, Japan, Spain, Mexico, Russia, Brazil, Netherlands.
Russians have smartphones?
Yes. Saudi Arabia, Taiwan, India, Sweden, Malaysia.
They don't have like bricks with phones attached to them?
Yeah. Bears with unicycles riding them with little phones come up and there's like, here you go, call for you.
Oh. Ad lib bear noises.
Perfect. And that will do it for our app segment.
Yay.
It's nice to bring back a favorite.
Yeah.
I don't know whose favorite,
but I liked it.
I haven't heard that drop in a while.
Yeah.
It's like been a long while.
Before the it was back in like the single digits.
Yeah. We haven't done that segment since like episode. I'm just going to throw out 8.
No, it's 4.
Episode 4. No, you're wrong.
Yeah, that's normally my forte, but I can't think of it.
Yeah, well, it wasn't a big segment, you know.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, guys. Next up is gaming news. Zing. What was that?
Yeah,
it was 3.
It was 3.
I'm pretty sure it was episode 3.
I don't think it was episode 3.
That was one of the days that I was just fiddling with my phone because I was upset because I didn't have a smartphone, couldn't participate.
Mm.
I want to say it was 3 or 4.
Maybe. If it's 4, then should we look this up, see who's right? It'll only take a second.
So, Andy, how was your week?
It was all right. I worked a lot. Fucking Skyrim has destroyed all productivity in my life.
Welcome to my world.
I'm like, sitting on my desktop is a thing called 3-hit combo billboard flyers. And I got like the border and like 2 things done on it. But I'll start it up, look at it, and be like, I'm going to play some Skyrim. Or Minecraft.
Yeah, those 2 games combined will eat your entire world.
Yeah. And then I'm trying to balance, like, so I'm not single either.
The thing with Minecraft, though, something I found out, it's the ultimate boner killer. Yeah. It's like turbo boner killer. Like, sorry, baseball. You're gone. Minecraft.
Like, oh, think about that. Oh, yeah.
Like, in my head, I'll just try to name all the enemies that I can, that, you know, I fight casually. I'm like, all right, creepers, spiders, zombies. Yep, okay. I'm good. We're back in it.
If I build a tower in the lake, I could add some sand blocks, some pickaxe.
Yeah, like, I'll think of my goals in Minecraft. And, that's normally a pretty good longevity coach. We'll say that. But, yeah, Minecraft, boner killer. I mean, it's a fun game.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, but, I mean, it's sort of like when you surf the web, and there's always that route that you can take that leads to porn. If you're playing Minecraft, you never actually hit that. It's never like, man, I really need a fap after killing this spider.
There was one time I was...
Catch your breath. It's okay.
I lost track of my story because that was just a good comment.
Okay, thank you.
All right, guys. The episode is, I don't know.
No, okay.
And the guy, whoever of the three of us that post episodes, posted shitty descriptions. So. No. They have no idea what's going on in the episode.
Whoever did that. Whoever, some jackass.
That jack wagon was. He's probably really bad at that, but probably really good at a lot of other things. I mean, we should forgive him.
Tells amazing jokes all the time and never puts dollars in the jar.
Has $0 in the jar since its inception. So, moving on from that.
All right.
That failed adventure to find that episode. It's time for gaming news. Let's do it.
These guys don't stand a chance.
Grab your controller and brush up on your gaming lingo. You're going to need it. This is gaming news on 3-Hit Combo.
Sit down and shut up.
All right, we're going to start off with Gabe Newell.
Is this about, like, make games for your fans?
Do not focus on anyone but your customers.
Well, fucking Chunks McGee. Your customers really wanted Half-Life Episode 3.
First of all, what he says makes a lot of sense. Do not focus on anyone but your customers, and your reputation will follow you forever. So always be fair to your customers. And certainly one thing you need to always remember is that your customers are not going to be fooled. Some people think they can get away with something and just hope people won't see through the bullshit. The internet is way smarter than any of us. So technically what he's saying makes a lot of sense. Like, cater to your customers, you'll build a reputation, and everything else will just fall in line.
That is very true. They've made some good stuff.
But Andy, what does his audience want?
Probably Left 4 Dead 3.
Another Portal.
Yeah, another Portal.
I saw a funny thing today. It was on crack.com, which was Venn diagrams of video games. And there was one. It was two circles completely apart, and it said Valve and titles with the number 3 in them.
Yeah, they'll probably just, look at this new game we just came out with. Woo!
It has like a 3 instead of an E in there somewhere. Like
Half-Life.
Or they just put it like a cube.
Yeah.
Half-Life. And then here's a cube. It's supposed to be a funny way of saying 3, you know? If you put a 3 up there, it'd be cubed.
Maybe between that hamburger that's in front of his face, he should maybe make Half-Life 3.
One hamburger? This guy that has the biggest gaming company in, like, the entire world.
Right, two hamburgers.
He's got enough for some hamburgers and some fries.
He's double-fisting the hamburgers, man.
Speaking of all the money he's making, Valve has released the 2011 growth rate details for Steam.
Dude, they got so much money on the Steam holiday sale.
Yeah, during 2011, the platform grew to over 1,800 games and over 40 million accounts. That's more than 100% increase from last year.
Jesus. Nice.
The Steam's really nice. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
does it say how much money they made?
It doesn't exactly say how much money they made, but I'm going to assume that's a lot.
Yeah.
Like 40 million accounts, that's a lot of accounts.
And then, if you have like one person buy like two.
Steam also doubled the amount of content they delivered in 2011 versus 2010, serving over 780 petabytes of data.
They got to have some huge servers.
Oh, yeah. Servers have got to be like, I don't know.
They have to have like a floor of servers, man.
Dat
floor
server.
Servers.
Yeah. No, like a floor.
Oh, a floor.
Yeah, they have to have like a floor of those things, man.
Oh,
that
yeah.
much data? Petabytes? That's one petabyte's like 1,024 terabytes.
No, I think it's like 12 years old. Yeah.
Zing! That was a good one.
Ba-dum.
Wait. I'm not following.
Peto.
Petabyte.
12 years. 12 years old.
Oh, I thought you were making like a Jurassic joke.
No.
I can see that too. Man, that'd be a far stretch though.
Yeah. No, you'd have to be really skilled to pull that one off. Which we all
know. Oh, right. T-Rexes. Got it.
It's like, what is a... I don't know. You got to make like a pterodactyl joke. I can't do it.
Pterodactyl.
It's there. Audience, please email us petrodactyl jokes if you have any. We would love to hear them. We'll read them off next week's show.
No one's going to email us anything.
Yeah,
we're just getting an email that just says, hey, listen, fags.
What the fuck's a petrodactyl?
Petrodactyl.
What else we got?
Well, what is one thing we love to do? Play games, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't even going to leave that one up to you guys.
GFP or what was it?
PVF.
PVF, Podcast Video Games FAP.
Got it.
PVF, brah.
Okay, so video games, okay. Now, excluding the FAP and the podcast, What is another thing we occasionally do that we enjoy responsibly?
Sleep.
Oh, my God.
Gaming.
Did I win?
I'm mapping this one out for you guys. Drink alcoholic beverages.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Things we enjoy responsibly?
Gaming.
That was the kicker.
I could sleep irresponsibly just in random places.
On your head.
Just sleep very irresponsibly, like in your car while it's driving.
I call this the toothpick. I'm straight up on my head.
It's like sleep planking, but backwards.
Sleep on
not.
A stove, but put it on warm so it's like a blanket heater.
Damn.
The Geeks of Doom. The Geeks of Doom have created 6 cocktails inspired by 2011's top video games.
Ooh, yeah. Let's hear them.
So I decided we'd share some because they sound really good. The first is Elderflower Scrolls Skyrim.
Oh, clever.
It is Sky Vanilla Vodka, Sparkling Elderflower Pressé, Spiced Rum, they use Sailor Jerry, and an orange peel.
I've never heard of the second alcohol. The flower thing?
I believe that's just like a garnish.
No, all right.
Elderflower or whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
But, I mean, it sounds good. I don't know. I'm not a big vodka fan, but I do the rum.
Vanilla vodka is delicious.
Actually, I have some Blackheart rum. That's really good.
The Kraken's some good rum.
Yeah, I almost got Kraken, actually.
Dude, that stuff will fuck you up.
Really?
It is intense. It is thick.
Yeah, I had 2 rum and cokes last night. I wasn't going to get too crazy.
Whenever I think of that, because you said it's really thick, I always think of like pouring like a shot glass of molasses or something. Just like
it does pour kind of slow.
Yes, this is very thick, just the way I like it. Like, I'm gonna drink this in an hour. I'll turn it up now.
Yeah, it does pour kind of slow.
It's stuck in my esophagus. It's like, not moving.
Or like maple syrup. Like just
12
Oh
hours
my god, we should make alcoholic maple syrup. Put it on pancakes.
12 hours later, you get fucking wasted at work.
Yeah.
You're like, I gotta open, guys, but
I drank this last night. Yeah. It didn't work its way through my system yet.
You're at work, and then all of a sudden, you're just on.
Bam!
Slam your head on the table.
Yeah, alcoholic maple syrup. That'll go great with Kahlua and cereal.
It's got milk in it. Kahlua and cereal. It's perfect. We need to do this.
Cocoa Puffs and Kahlua, I bet, would taste good. Chocolate and then coffee-ish.
And then make the pancakes out of heroin.
Yeah, all right. We can just sprinkle cocaine in the maple syrup.
Instead of sugar, let's use crushed up PCP.
We can use cocaine as powdered sugar on French toast.
Oh, my God. The death breakfast is working out perfect.
Methamphetamines instead of milk. I don't know. I don't know about that last one. Milk plus.
We're all itching. We're like, oh, God, this pancake's amazing.
This is the best pancake I've ever fucking had. I love it so much, I'm going to eat the table.
You're going to eat that fucking pancake? Just start fucking.
Yeah, that's a plate.
No, it's mine!
Next drink is Uncharted 3 Drinks Deception.
Ooh.
What's up with that?
What you'll need is some ginger beer, some Goldschlager, some overproof rum, cinnamon, and a box of matches so you can light it on fire.
Goldschlager is evil.
Goldschlager is expensive as shit.
It's fucking evil. Do you know why those gold flakes are in there?
Yeah, they'll scratch up your throat to absorb more alcohol. Yeah. I've had Goldschlager, but I've never bought it because I walked by it last night when I was buying my rum, and I was like, Goldschlager,
how much is it?
About that.
It's like 30 bucks.
It was like 26 bucks at the store I was at.
You know what's a good substitute for X-rated is that Kinky.
Really? And the Kinky wine?
No, it's not wine.
I thought it was wine.
It's liqueur.
Liqueur?
Yeah, you mix it with Sprite. But you were drinking it like wine.
Well, wine's powerful, too.
Yeah. But yeah.
How much? What's the alcohol content of that?
Like 15 or 17.5.
Oh, that's just a strong wine. But it is. Wine's like 13, 14.
But yeah, you're like, that Kinky wine's good. And Camille and I are like, that's a liqueur.
Tasted like wine, man.
Yeah, it's some good shit.
Well, it has the alcohol content around wine. There's a funny wine. I was at when, you know, Tyler and I were looking for something to drink. There's a wine made in Nebraska.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Not really the environment for it, but it's called Ice Falcon.
That is the most random.
Ice Falcon.
You should just call it the Groundhogger.
The Groundhogger. It was pretty expensive for Nebraska wine. It was like 19 bucks, which isn't expensive for wine, but it's expensive for Nebraska wine.
Like it's got some toilet
cut up,
wine.
It's got some cut up cow.
Sorry, pardon me. Turlet wine.
Turlet. What do we got next? What's the next drink?
The Modern Warfare Frag Grenade. You'll need limoncello, cream de menthe, Jägermeister, Baileys, energy drink, and black vodka. Of course, there's an energy drink in there.
Yep.
Yeah. There's
an energy drink. If you have Jaeger, there needs to be an energy drink.
See, I don't.
That's random that they have the cream de menthe in there.
Yeah.
Because that's like Andy. That tastes like Andy's mints. Andy's mints. But that just doesn't seem to go with anything else in that. Like the lemon and then the black licorice.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's weird.
I'm always kind of wary about mixing caffeine with alcohol.
Oh, it's fun. Did you know that
just like I'm wide awake and super drunk. I am not sleeping this off.
I know those are two very competing things there.
Did you know that the only upper alcohol is tequila? Everything, every other alcohol is a downer.
Why are Mexicans so sleepy? Oh no, he did it.
God.
Next all up the tacos. Is
the LA Noir Truth Lies Stout. What you'll need is some Kahlua, vodka, and Guinness.
All right, that's kind of like an Irish car bomb a little bit.
See, I don't know. Maybe just because I don't like vodka that much, but I'm not a huge fan of Kahlua, but I can drink it. So Kahlua and Guinness, I could see those together. But then the vodka just sounds like it's ruining it.
Vodka's like tofu. It just absorbs the taste of anything else you mix with it.
That's true.
Just adds more alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it just tastes like rubbing alcohol. Straight vodka.
I remember the first time I ever drank alcohol back in like ninth grade summer.
When you were 21?
Yeah.
When you were 21, of course.
Back in ninth grade.
Yeah, and he's a little slower than the rest.
My buddies and I, we're like.
Hasn't quite graduated.
We're like, vodka? We'll drink it straight. So we're in my backyard by the tree just drinking it. We're like, And then we would drink it some more. That's about the sounds we would make every time we would drink it. And that's before we knew that you mix stuff with vodka.
Yeah, vodka straight.
Unless
is
you're
terrible.
A fucking like Russian badass and you just drink straight vodka like it's water.
Yeah, I mixed it. The first time I ever had vodka, I mixed it with tea. I mixed it with Arnold Palmer's. It was good, but the thing is, at the time, I didn't really have the taste for vodka yet. I still don't, but I can tolerate it if it's mixed with stuff now. So I didn't put a lot of vodka, so I had to drink a lot of Arnold Palmer's, and I got the worst stomach ache.
Oh.
But it was because of all the Arnold Palmer's I was drinking. It wasn't even the alcohol, because I wasn't even buzzed, but I had so much sugar and like
sort of
lemonade.
Like Mike's Hard Lemonade.
I'm just like,
Basically, that'd be Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Mike's Hard Lemonade. I love Mike's Hard Lemonade. I haven't had that in a while.
Dude, they're
go
tasty. They're good, like, sip-on drinks.
They're really good.
That'd be a good drink for the podcast.
Oh. Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Next week, I'll pick up some.
No Miller High Life anymore. Moving on to Mike's Hard Lemonade. Yeah. We should wait till spring.
Don't they have the...
Yeah, and, you know, kick off spring with lemonade.
All right. Yeah.
Right. Or you can bring it next week, whatever.
I know the pink lemonade is like their best flavor, but they only have that
I love
in,
the black cherry.
That's good.
I love black
the pink
cherry.
One,
it's so good.
I think they only have it in, like, October or something.
It's amazing because it has the alcohol content of a regular beer.
Yeah.
But it tastes like fucking Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Grape drink.
It is really sugary, though. You can't drink a lot of that stuff before. I mean, if you start shotgunning a bunch of those, you're going to have a bad stomach.
I shotgunned one of the cans, the Mike's Harder Lemonade.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was powerful. Anyways.
All right, last drink. Oh, second to last drink. I'm sorry. I lost my place. The Portal 2.
Ooh.
You'll need Blue Curacao, vodka, again, lemonade. Cointreau, rum. I've never seen that before. Orangina.
Yeah, I'd pronounce it Orangia.
Orangia. Okay.
So you need the orange and the blue.
Yeah.
The portals. Got it.
Basically, it's two drinks. One's blue. One's orange.
There's a website I know devoted to drinks from video games.
DrunkenMoogle.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a very
is
good
this
website.
From them?
No.
That sounds like a great website name.
This is from the Geeks of Doom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's the last drink?
The last drink is Batman Arkham Party.
Ooh.
What you'll need is Midori, vodka, crushed ice, Blue Curacao, Sambuca, cranberry juice, rum, popping candy, fresh mint, sugar syrup, black currant colas, and champagne.
And justice.
Yeah. Damn it. I should have. I like it.
But basically, it makes a drink for each villain. You have Poison Ivy, Riddler, Joker, Batman. I guess Batman's on Batman and Mr. Freeze.
Oh, I was gonna say, man, that is a lot for one.
What
drink.
About the Penguin?
Penguin is the worst villain ever.
Jester Cobblepot?
I'm a Penguin.
He's actually the villain in the first story arc of the New Detective Comics when they restarted. I haven't read.
No, I don't really have a problem with the Penguin, but he just doesn't come to mind when I think of good villains.
He's not the best, but
I mean, he's
okay.
Just a Penguin.
He can be a pain in the ass.
The Penguin with his helicopter that has a steering wheel. Come on, guys, really? It's a steering wheel. That's hilarious. Come on.
Well, next.
Next up, we have the most wanted games of 2012.
All right,
just a little list. Let's see if you agree with something.
Oh, I bet top of them is Half-Life Episode 3.
Ha! Are these, like, announced
these
ones?
Are announced games.
Is one of them the game made by the new Ico? Guardian? Shadow of the Guardian?
Yes, the last
yeah.
Shadow
the
of Colossus.
Guardian.
Yeah, Final Guardian. There
yeah. First up is Borderlands 2.
I think this could be a good game.
Yeah?
Now, are we starting top of the list going down or down? Bottom going up?
Well, what's the accepted method?
Bottom going up.
No, it's from 10 to 1, not 1 to 10.
Yeah, just go on, just go on.
That's the accepted method.
Lowest rank, yeah.
Yeah, lowest rank. Oh, I was thinking of lowest value.
Oh, no, okay.
Number 9 is The Last of Us, which is a game produced by Naughty Dog.
Yeah! That looks pretty. It looks really pretty.
Mm-hmm. And it's actually the only game on this list that's not like a sequel to something else.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, Naughty Dog.
Yeah. Next up, the Last Guardian.
That's the one.
Yep. I don't know much about The Last Guardian. I'm going to be honest.
Me neither.
It's not really in my wheelhouse.
They don't.
Sorry.
I was thinking Guardians of Gahool, but
yeah, they don't release shit on their games. They're like, all right, here's a couple screenshots, and oh look, it's out.
Number 7 is StarCraft II: Heart of the Swarm.
I forgot that comes out this year.
Yeah, number 6, Guild Wars 2.
Yeah. We're getting it.
Yeah. Ooh.
3-hit combo. Guild.
Yeah.
Coming up.
Mm.
Be on the lookout.
I got Camilla to say she'd play it.
Nice.
So be on the lookout for 3, possibly 4 people in a guild.
Yeah.
If you see a 4-person guild, it's probably us.
So it'll be us and all our fans.
So if you see a 5-person guild, it's probably us.
Oh, boy.
Number 5 is Mass Effect 3.
Yeah.
People are clamming for that
one. I thought it was supposed to come out this year. Did it get pushed back? Or?
Well, this year is 2012.
Well, I meant 2011, sorry.
Obviously, it got pushed back. I would assume.
Is number 1 Diablo 3?
I don't know yet, actually. I don't have these actually all listed out. It's a slideshow.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to assume it's in there, though.
Right.
Number 4 is Halo 4.
Looks pretty
sweet. Comes out December of this year.
Oh, wow. They haven't shown jack for that game. They'll probably show it at E3.
Yeah.
They
had that one trailer at last year's E3.
Well, like just the CG, though, but like actual game.
Yeah. They'll have more probably this year, this E3.
It better look pretty, Microsoft.
There was a big thing about how all the games got really good installments for their series, like Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, Skyrim, and then Halo was just kind of left out. It's forever Halone.
Forever Halone.
Oh my goodness. But yeah, it better look pretty.
Wait, you were saying like they weren't good installments? Because all the games were pretty good.
No. They were saying that like Halo didn't get
a good
installment.
The big franchises.
Yeah.
The big ones like
Elder Scrolls, Call of Duty, Modern Warfare.
Like,
they all got really big installments.
Like what do you mean big installments?
Like new games.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really big new games. Yeah, for that series, and Halo didn't squeeze one in that season. So
yeah, because they had like Reach and ODST, but I don't count ODST.
Reach was really fun. Yeah. Reach was fun as shit. ODST, yeah, I don't fucking count ODST either.
I love the
It was a game that was worth. They sold it for $60, but Bungie wanted to sell it for like $20, and Microsoft was like, "No, it's
that was
$60.
ODST, right?
Yeah, that was ODST.
Okay.
It was not worth $60.
I heard
bucks.
That game was just a big expansion pack.
It was just an expansion, and it would have been fine for maybe like $20. I bought it later for like $15.
Oh, okay.
But no, it was not worth $60, and it wasn't that great. Like, it was a nice expansion. Ooh, Firefight, pretty cool. Not worth $60.
It better look pretty.
I love the fan parody of the commercials that they had. You might be a Halo fanboy.
Dude, the Halo commercials were awesome as shit.
They were really good. They do some good live.
Like the Believe
ones.
For Halo 3 commercials were awesome.
I love the one where it's that CG when he's on the beach, and he like throws that shield down. And
oh, that was like
up.
The very first commercial.
Yeah,
for
Halo 3.
Yeah, for Halo
that
3.
That was cool.
Yeah. With the first bubble shield, and everyone's like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know. What is science?
Then go on Bungie.net and see, like, my theory for the shield. Bungie.net sucks.
Really?
Their forums. Bungie.net is awesome, but their forums suck. Number three is BioShock Infinite.
Yeah. Doesn't that come out next month?
Oh, February? God, I don't know. It's coming up soon.
Yeah.
Again, BioShock's not really one of my more favorite games. But Leaper was saying he was getting really excited for it, so it must be coming up soon.
My dad and my buddy had like a 45-minute conversation about BioShock. They're both like, over it.
My friend gave me BioShock 2 for Christmas, which was really random because I never played 1 and never showed any real interest in the franchise.
One,
like, yeah, I got you BioShock 2. I'm like, great.
One's the better one. If you want to borrow it, you can.
Okay. I feel like I should at least finish the present I got. He like recently just asked me, like, hey, did you finish the game yet? I'm like, I'm close. I haven't even like really started.
It's like, oh yeah, you got me the orange box, right? No, I got you BioShock. Oh, I traded it in for the orange box. I forgot that step.
I'm almost done with Half-Life. The first Half-Life 2. Huh? Give you BioShock.
Ooh, I traded that game for this.
What's next?
Number two is a game I kind of forgot about. I was like, oh, yeah, they announced this game. It's going to be fun as shit because they always are. Grand Theft Auto 5.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I completely spaced that thing out.
Yeah.
I just remember how the only thing we were really talking about it last time it popped up on the podcast was the colors. How it was really colorful. And
it
like,
was. Well, the trailer was really good.
Yeah.
But the thing about the trailer was that it was really colorful.
Yeah. A lot of the other Grand Theft Autos apparently had color themes. Which is what we discussed. But yeah.
Is number one Diablo 3?
Number one is Diablo 3.
Yeah!
Good call, Andy.
Oh my god, I'm gonna fall off the fucking face of the earth when that comes out.
Speaking of,
you gonna play with Loki?
I mean, what the hell? Every fucking day he's like, Walmart.com still says February 17th. And I'm like, I'm not gonna believe it until I hear it from Blizzard. He's like, but Walmart, apparently Walmart's
God. I saw an article that I didn't actually use because it wasn't that great, but Best Buy seems like they're pretty sure it's going to be that they're going to meet their release date because I think it's first. I think February 1st. I think that's what they said. Maybe it is the 17th.
Maybe it's just going to one day like walk into Best Buy like, oh hey, Diablo 3.
But you know they already have things out for midnight releases and pre-orders and stuff like that, saying it's coming.
Yeah, I told Jerome like prepare for like a hey, I'm going to need this week off.
I can't give you the week off. Well, then I'm putting in my 2 weeks.
Yeah. I'm out of here.
The GameStop that I normally go to when I picked up Skyrim, one of the managers said that, like, hey, I haven't seen you around here. Yeah, that's because this is the last game I'm getting from you. You guys suck. Because it's in such an inconvenient location at Village Point. And if I'm going to drive all the way out to Village Point, might as well just go to fucking Best Buy.
Yeah.
If you're going to drive, why do you go all the way? There's one at Oakview.
I know.
That one doesn't have midnight releases.
Oh, we were talking about midnight releases.
Yes.
Did a midnight release for Halo 3.
Hmm? Yeah, they only do it for giant games.
Yeah.
I think they have to have like at least 300 people or something like that.
At Halo 3, we were in line at the mattress store that Skylar and I went to, and we were early.
Damn.
But, yeah, it was, I guess to constitute having the mall open and having the security there, you have to have like at least 300 people or something. Just because it costs so much money to keep it open that late.
I see.
All right.
But, yeah. Usually it's done through Village Point.
But yeah, I told Camille, I've told everyone, I was like, Diablo 3 comes out, I'm not going to be here.
I mean, I could always just go to Walmart. There's a Walmart, like, right down the street from me.
So. I did that for Fallout New Vegas, midnight release. Like, there was no one there. I was the only one asking for it, so I got, like, 3 decks of cards.
Nice.
Here you go.
Yeah.
You're the only one to shut up. We got all this stuff ready.
Yeah.
Wait, where are you going? We got all this. You got like, you want to come play DJ Hero or something?
We got the demo set. You know what? We could put your game in our PS3. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah, we were expecting a lot of people. We're gonna do stuff. You want to do a tournament of Modern Warfare or something?
Got a big bowl of nacho cheese Doritos if you want. You want to help yourself? It was some like frumpy old lady. I was like, hey, can I get a Fallout New Vegas? She's like, meow.
Let me go open the box.
Like, oh, Jesus.
I love when they treat opening the box like it's such a big inconvenience. Like, bitch, like, you don't do this every 15 minutes. What are you doing?
All right, so that'll do it for gaming news.
All right.
I cut an article, but that's because it was crap.
Audible.
Yeah, holding Audible. It was about mobile gaming. How it was growing. It was reported from a mobile gaming website.
That's all you need to know.
That polled its members.
That's all you need to know is it's growing. That's all you need to know.
Yep. So that will do it for gaming news, and that will bring us into news.
All right.
Let's do this.
News team, assemble!
And now it's time for the 3-Hit Combo News Desk with Matt, Andy, and Skyler.
Felt good.
First up, on the night of New Year's Eve, a man dressed up top to bottom in a Walmart employee uniform, and he took off with 4 flat-screen TVs. This is out of Los Angeles, California.
Yeah, good man, dude.
They realized they were missing, but only now, a week after the fact, they realize how they went missing. The man walked into the back, loaded up 4 TVs into a shopping cart with the appearance he may have been helping out a customer. And he just walked out of the store and left. But here's the kicker. He didn't cut right to the chase. He didn't just walk in the store and make a beeline for the TVs. No. He started by posing as a Walmart greeter. And he was greeting customers for a while before he even did his task. Apparently just to blend in.
Like, what a boss.
He just stood as a greeter and greeted customers with a vest and name tag and everything.
What a boss, dude.
And then when he was done with greeting people, he went and stole 4 TVs.
What a great job. Yeah. Like, I mean, because it'd be really hard to identify him, wouldn't it?
Did he get caught? Does it say he got caught?
No, he has not got caught. They have a description of him.
Good man.
But he has not got caught.
And if he was that clever, he probably lived like a county away.
Probably.
Yeah.
Or maybe out of state.
Shit, this was over New Year's. He was probably visiting.
Yeah.
He probably took all that stuff back with him to, like, Illinois or something.
I wonder if he, like, just has that and just fucking, like, yeah, I'm going out of town. Sure, I'll bring the Walmart get up. Yeah. Let's do this again.
Right? We're having a costume party, right? What are you? I'm a Walmart employee. That's stupid. It won't be.
Everyone laughed during Halloween, but now who's laughing?
You're at home and you're like, 4 channels, bitches!
All right, guys. A drug defendant, they're not giving out his name, but a drug defendant showed up into court for drug trafficking charges wearing a jacket that had a cartoon description of how to make crack.
I saw that. That was really interesting. Was it Charlie Sheen?
No.
Oh, damn.
The white jacket seemed to be a how-to guide for cooking crack cocaine, complete with little pictures of white substance, a spoon, a carton of baking soda, and a pot over fire. The end product was, quote, rock.
That's a pretty cool jacket. I'll give him that, man.
The recipe,
like, do they have a picture of it?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, it's neat.
The recipe was capped off by the slogan "Stack papers, say nothing." In other words, make money, hold on to it, and keep your mouth shut where it came from. Now, his attorney,
fuck bitches make money.
His attorney, Joshua Rydell, wouldn't reveal the defendant's name, but said he still has to tell people if you're coming to court on drug-related charges, don't wear shirts with drug paraphernalia on it. He's like, people come in with like giant pot leaves on their shirts and like crack jackets. It's like
they think it's hilarious. Like, man, I'm going in with fuck pot leaves.
I'm gonna pull. It's a giant parody.
Yeah, like just gonna show the man how serious that marijuana should be legalized.
So.
You're right. Sucking a dick over there? What was that sound?
That was taking a bong rip.
Bong rip of Jello.
Does your bong have balls? I mean, what was his second hand doing?
I don't know. I don't do...
All right, so going from Fort Lauderdale to Miami. This man, Rashad Hannibal Jackson. I have had to cough now for like 10 minutes. It's like on the verge, and it's just not coming.
You just want
to
cough?
No, I can't. It's not happening.
You want to karate chop your Adam's apple?
No, but I'm over here like trying to talk, and it's like I'm having trouble talking because of this. Woo!
Yeah!
I don't know if they did it. Rashad Hannibal Jackson is a man who was upset because his girlfriend was disrespecting him. This man is 20. His ex-girlfriend is 17. All right. No. Oh, yeah. Now the ex-girlfriend is 17. All right. When he was 17 is when they started their relationship, so she was 14. I don't know what a 17-year-old is doing with a 14-year-old, but...
Probably because...
It's legal.
Yeah, well...
Well, it was legal for 1 year.
It was legal for a little bit. Now, they do what a lot of couples do, and they had sex.
No way.
Yep. But he filmed it. And because his ex-girlfriend was dissing him, he uploaded it to Facebook and told his friends to share it. And now he's arrested on promoting the sexual performance of a child and distributing child pornography. He is being held in Miami-Dade County Jail on $27,000 bond. He seems to forget that he was 17, she was 14.
What'd you learn?
Derp!
Yeah, that's just complete lapse in judgment there.
Derp!
Moron.
God.
Okay.
On Facebook, really?
On Facebook.
Like, I could imagine if you uploaded it and then you put a link on B on 4chan, maybe.
Yeah.
I could maybe understand that. But Facebook, really? Like, here's my name and all my information. This is where I live. So if the police wanted to find me, it could be right here.
Oh, Facebook's really cooperative with the police? All right, I'll put it on Facebook.
My family can also view what I put up on. Okay, yeah, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. All right, and going from Miami to Miami, Florida.
So
staying
nowhere.
In the same city, you know, leaving and then coming back.
Have you realized that Miami has a lot of, like, dumb people?
Yeah, well, just Florida in general.
Yeah.
The first three stories have been from Florida.
Yeah.
The next time you're thinking about driving drunk, consider the plight of a man we'll call Hank. In 2006, a police officer found him passed out behind the wheel of a pickup truck in Florida. He was then given a breathalyzer, blew a .081. 0.001 over the legal limit. That gave him a DUI because he was behind the wheel. That was his third DUI, so he went to jail for 2 years.
Right.
He then got a infection in his penis. He then had
was
to...
Was it another guy's butt? Was that the infection? I have another guy's butt
Hold on
this, my penis.
This story gets better.
It does okay. not say. So the man had to, you know, get it fixed. He had to go see a doctor. The doctor... botched it and had to do a partial penectomy, which means his penis was amputated. The doctor that did this was Paul Perito, who has been charged with he's being charged now for botching this. He's suing him. This is not
Some
the first time.
Did I send this to you?
No, you didn't.
Oh, damn, because I was reading this article.
This is not the first time this has happened. He has also been sued before for botching an operation of a penis enlargement. And having to just get rid of it.
This man's lost penises.
I just can't. I don't know what to do. When I look down there, I get the giggles. I don't know.
So basically, one man went in to have his, you know, his penis fixed because it had an infection, and it's gone. It's all gone. The other
and
man,
it's gone.
The other
what?
Man is worse because what? he was expecting it to be larger. It was a penis enhancement. But instead, it's just gone. And he woke up and he said, quote,
"What? Why? Why?"
Dude, how do you do that?
I don't know. Actually,
I would go fucking like Die Hard on him.
In 2004, he was also hit with a dozen charges of criminal charges related to the alleged sale of diluted or counterfeit prescription drugs. At a gold strip club.
At fake penises.
Yep. He apparently, a witness quoted him as having a special K habit. Now, what's K? Ketamine. Snorting ketamine and sharing it with his strippers. Even the night before he was due to perform surgery. So I wonder why. He's probably down there like, oh, Jesus. Got the tremors. Fuck, I need a fix. Oh, God, there it goes. Oh, that's a lawsuit.
Lopped it off.
He just hides them on the ceiling. He just flips the ceiling tiles over.
Oh, my God.
And here we go.
One day when they're demolishing that building.
Penises everywhere.
Dicks everywhere.
All right, and the final story out of Omaha, Nebraska. Woo!
Yeah!
We got fourth time? One. Third time? Fourth?
This section might be the first out of actually Omaha.
Oh, yeah, because we've had, like,
it's been, like,
Papillion
and Council Bluffs. Right. And, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because the Ninja Cow was over.
Yeah, the All Ninja right. Cow. Former UFC light heavyweight fighter Houston Alexander found himself in trouble with the law after some rather unique parenting decisions. He thought his son had lied to him, and so he made the 16-year-old put on boxing gloves and box with him. KMTV in Omaha reported that the police ticketed Alexander for child abuse after the incident. The police report says that the officials were called to the home at 44th and Maple for a domestic disturbance. The older Alexander told him he thought he was having trouble with his teen son. His teen son was on Facebook having explicit sexual contact with unknown females. So his son then lied to him and said, no, this isn't happening. Houston Alexander found out and told him, if you're going to lie to me, we're going to box. So he told him to put on boxing gloves, and they boxed. Houston Alexander, of course, is one of the most renowned strikers in mixed martial arts. His son had a bloody nose and some pain on his right side, but overall was not severely hurt. He was then ticketed for misdemeanor child abuse.
Got it. What, you think you're better than me? Huh? Because you're on Facebook talking to ladies?
Houston Alexander is a single father of six.
Jesus! So,
you know, who knows if he just had enough. He's like, stop fucking lying to me. Put on the gloves.
We're doing this.
Six kids. I think he would get stressed out eventually.
Get a little rusty. Let's test it out.
If you're a master pugilist, though, you should probably leave the boxing out of it. Probably do something else.
No, maybe he's like, maybe what if his son was shit talking him and he's like, fine.
I'd probably hit him too.
I'll kick your ass and all this shit.
I mean, he is 16, not 11. Yeah. Shit talking me, I'd be like, yeah, okay, put on the gloves.
Yeah, well,
and then while
you're
putting on the gloves, wham, sucker punch in the face.
We're gonna be great parents.
And then tell the kid that's how you fight on the streets. And then while he's knocked out, drop him out of street. It's like, you're home now, bitch.
God damn.
We're going to be great parents.
That spiraled out of control there. Okay, teaching your kid a lesson. Okay, boxing him, sucker punching him, knocking him out, and dropping him off in a strange part of town.
Oh, hey, is that weed in your drawer? We're going to smoke till you can't smoke anymore.
Oh, hey, is that weed in your drawer? Okay, well, this is heroin, all right? This is a little thing you can tie off. We're going to tie you off right here, all right? And I'm just going to put this in there. All right, have fun. Push him down the stairs.
Or they're eating cereal, be like,
I laced your cereal.
I found your drugs yesterday. There's also three hits of acid in that milk in your cereal.
When you're finished with that, you're really going to be cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
I'm going to give you a hit of PCP, and then you're going to try and fight me. Let's do it.
You ever see hobo
with
boxing?
A shard of glass.
Yeah. You ever see hobo boxing?
All right, so that'll do it for news. And that will do it for this installment of Three Hit Combo Podcast.
Parental abusive podcast.
The most abusive podcast. The world's most abusive podcast. No one is more abusive than us.
Yeah.
No one!
We're so abusive to our fans. Fuck you, fans! Damn it!
And abusive to each other, too. We just started this podcast by, like, kicking each other.
Hey, Matt, how you...
Oh, doing good. How about you? Wham!
Like, next time I AC Slater, Andy's just going to head smack. Slam my head right into the back pot.
Dang, just... Dink! No, I'm just going to push you so your penis touches it all the way. And you're like, no, stop!
The it's toilet bowl's gross!
And you're like, yeah, what are you going to do now?
All right, on that note, remember, you can find us on Facebook. Facebook.com/3HitComboPodcast. We're on Twitter, 3HitCombo, PC. PC stands for podcast, that's the number 3. Email us at 3HitComboPodcast@gmail.com. And, you know, next time I'm streaming, drop into the stream and say hi.
I'm waiting for you to say CP one of these days.
CP.
Combo CP. I mean,
oh man, Chris Hansen. Why don't you take a seat right over there?
Oh, fuck.
All right, so for Skylar and Andy, this is Matt signing out. The top of 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 the top of